Well, this is Rodney Bosch, Managing Editor of Security Sales and Integration Magazine. It's the second day at ISC West, and I'm joined by Bill Klink of FLIR Systems. Bill, thanks very much for joining us. I wanted to talk to you real quick about the recent Digimerge acquisition that FLIR Systems consummated. Can you just talk a little bit about the strategic sense of that and why it makes sense for you guys?
Sure. Well, in December of last year, December of 12, we acquired the company Digimerge, and Digimerge is a manufacturer of IP and analog video security cameras and recording devices for the commercial security marketplace. And as you know, FLIR has been present in the commercial security marketplace as a supplier of thermal imaging cameras. Right to probably ask the question, why did FLIR? He's got a big business in thermal cameras, which is primarily an intrusion detection product that sits at price points that sort of start at $2,000 and $3,000. Why did we desire to get into the fairly competitive traditional optical camera video security space? And there's really two elements to that answer, or to the reason that we did that. One is the simple one, which is that Digimerge is a well-respected brand in the video security space, and their business is growing nicely. So just from the standpoint of day-to-day business, it made sense from FLIR. They're a going concern and a profitable concern. But that isn't really, that in itself wasn't the reason we wanted to make an acquisition in the optical camera space. The real strategy behind it was is associated or affiliated with FLIR's, frankly, stated goal to bring thermal imaging to the masses. Whereas right now, there's no doubt thermal cameras and the applications for thermal cameras, you know, they're not an everyday technology for dealers and integrators. It tends to be a project-oriented business, perimeter security, applied to a subset of the overall video security market simply by application. FLIR is working and developing technology that will bring drastic price reductions to the thermal imaging camera capability. And we believe we'll have cameras in the market at substantially reduced prices than now, perhaps sub 1,000 and into the hundreds of dollars realm. That in itself will put will create access points for the technology, and for us to penetrate the broad market for video security, we need to be affiliated with the broad market for video security. So just to give you a point of reference, thermal cameras, if you want to talk in terms of sort of the gross numbers that that might be sold, would might be in the tens of thousands per year, as an example. Digimerge, on the other hand, we talk in terms of numbers of cameras of hundreds of thousands per year. So FLIR wants to take thermal imaging to not only the class of customer, but the broad market of hundreds of thousands of units per year. Being affiliated with a technology and being in that business helps us bridge that gap.
What sort of timeline are we talking about before you think you can get these price points down to where you can open up the market broadly like that?
Some of the price reductions will be incremental over time. But I'm not talking 10 years. I'm talking in sort of the two-year time frame, perhaps.
Okay. Can you give me an example of a practical application for a thermal camera in, you know, a residential marketplace, for instance, or small commercial, wherever you guys see opportunity?
Sure. Kind of two tangents to that I want to touch on there, or two elements to answer that question. One is, The core application for thermal imaging doesn't necessarily need to change for it to be deployed in much greater volumes when the price points are $1,000 or even a few hundreds of dollars, because everybody has a perimeter. Every house has a perimeter. Every homeowner has a perimeter. every small business has a perimeter. Mm-hmm. To the extent that they care about intrusions to that perimeter, kinds of becomes somewhat of a personal decision. But the fact is, most people do care about their perimeters. And sort of perimeter intrusions tend to happen at night, not during the day. And thermal cameras serve as a excellent detection source when coupled with video analytics to detect intrusions without putting up fences, without erecting lights, without being or having performance reduced by weather effects, and many other things. So just in the standard core surveillance application, there's going to be a broadened market by bringing price points down. The other area that FLIR has a strong belief in is that the range of applications for thermal imaging will grow exponentially as the costs come down, because the device will be used as much as a sensor as it will an imaging device. I can give you one example of that. Right now, FLIR manufactures cameras for the luxury automobile market. BMW and other luxury automobile makers offer a thermal camera option. You know, it sits in the grill of the car. And the principal use there is pedestrian detection. A thermal imaging camera will detect a person about five times further than you can detect that person with your high beam headlights, for example. So in one implementation of that solution, you'll simply drive the thermal camera will produce a thermal video image, and you can give that to the driver, and the driver will say, okay, there's a deer, there's a person, be careful. But another implementation of that will be the thermal camera will be used with video analytics, and it will simply send an alert to the driver that there's a pedestrian on the right-hand side, in the middle, on the left-hand side, and perhaps at an approximate distance. There won't even be an image displayed to the driver, just an alert that there's a pedestrian in the right-of-way, and be careful. And it might even go further and have an interactivity with the brakes, and brakes start to be applied, particularly if that object is closer than or versus further. There's lots of other ways that this technology can be used in sort of sensor mode, if you will. These devices measure temperature. We can use thermal cameras as an occupancy sensor in a room, for example, in a car. It could control the HVAC systems of a house, for example. There's many ways that this device can be used, thermal imaging can be used in that sensor mode concept once the prices are low enough.
Yeah. So as far as the dealers are really familiar now with the Digimerd brand and the cameras and recording devices, how is that product line going to evolve?
Yeah. We're integrating the Digimerd brand of cameras, which actually will become the FLIR brand. Over time, probably about a year's time, the Digimerd brand will give way to the name FLIR, and it'll simply be FLIR Video. And the acquisition actually has presented some new distribution and channel opportunities for FLIR as well. Our distribution has expanded, so the thermal camera business will benefit by the existing distribution from the video cameras, for example. And it's actually been very complementary. So we're rolling the video business into our standard security and surveillance business that has been, up to this point, simply thermal.
Bill, I want to thanks very much for giving us some insight.
My
appreciate
pleasure.
It. Enjoy the rest of the show.
Thanks, Rodney.